Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are my hiding place. And I tell you, it's a great place to hide, a wonderful place, a safe place to hide in Jesus. Hallelujah. His name, even a name, is even a name where the righteous can run in and be saved. If you got faith, you can run to the name of Jesus. Call on him. Call on him, and he will save you. So I'm so grateful unto Almighty God today for all he has done last week and what he's going to do this present week. Thankful unto him for bringing me back safe and sound. Hallelujah. Went to the doctor on Saturday morning. and things wasn't as bad as they was. And then I lost 16 pounds, gave up those sugars, and I'm working on real hard, every bit of salt. Yeah, not a drop of salt, working on that too. So God is faithful. He know what is best for us. And I'm trusting him. He's all I got. He's all I need. Hallelujah. Well, he's more than I need, but he's all I got. Hallelujah. And I'm thankful that he's the one that I got. Listen, today I need you to pray with me. Pray with me. And intercessors, I'm going to need y'all to pray for me. I know many have been praying for me, and I thank you for your prayers. Sister Mari and Sister Yvonne, God bless you. And I know many more. Minister Shonda, God bless you for your prayers. And Irene and Sister Dorothy Goodman, yeah, God bless you. And whoever else, Brother Louis, and whoever else had the prayer line wide open for me, I thank God for you this morning. Yeah, he brought me through. He brought me through. Hallelujah. Great trials. Great, great trials. And I'm so thankful unto him for bringing me through. Good morning, 708. God bless you. Good to see that 708 this morning. And I just give God glory, give him honor and praise for all he has done. I'm telling you, great and mighty things. Somebody may have said, that ain't very much. Because, you know, if God blessed people with the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, he blessed them with a brand new car. You know, they increased the raise on the job, get a better promotion. Oh, Jesus is. He the Messiah. He coming on the Kawasaki. I saw him in the Mitsubishi. Oh, yeah, it'd be some tongue road. But the minute the trial comes, what is it we do when a trial comes? We should be praying that we get through. Get through the trial in obedience unto the word of God. Because our trials, they simply come to make us stronger. Every round goes higher and higher. And therefore, we are going to be tried and tested. Tested and tried. And many times, too, it's according to our prayers. Yeah, because if we pray for more love, the trial of love is coming. If we pray for more patience, the trial of patience is coming. But we must stand on the word, the sure foundation. Just stand. After standing, just stand some more, the word says. So we're standing on the word of God. It can't break. It won't give in. It won't pass away. It won't go away. But what we're standing on, we're standing by faith, and we're believing what the word of God says. And we can endure our trial. Yeah, I'm in the midst of one right now. Thank God for the trials, because when I come out of this, I will be stronger. Hallelujah. Wiser, better, so much better. Yeah, because we got to go through some things. God is teaching us, and that's why I am. I'm learning, and he let me know, be not dismayed over nothing. I will take care of you. Hallelujah, even in my old age. Because see, when I was much younger, when I got saved, I prayed about my old age, because I figure I should live and not die to declare the works of the Lord, not the works of Barbara of the world. And I figured I was going to be here for a minute, you know, past 45, past 50. I figured I was going to be here. So I told God what I wanted in my old age. And he began to show me. Ooh, in my older years, he began to bless me like I had never been blessed. I'm blessed right now at 65. In a few days, I'll be 66. More than I've ever been blessed in my life, in my opinion. The scripture says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us until the end. Guess what? That is so true. He has been with me every step of the way and still with me. Yeah, so I'm happy, and I'm so glad that I'm here today. I'm glad I know it for myself, not according to what other people say, but for myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I tell you, I am blessed. 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 Oh, yeah. Nothing like being blessed. Uncommon favor. My goodness. Yeah, he's on my side. And I'm glad I don't have to walk all the time in my flesh looking with my natural eyes. I can close them and walk if I want to. Because yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I don't fear evil while he's with me. His rod and his staff comforts me. He's the one that prepared a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. He is the one that anoint my head with oil. Now surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why? He's there all the time, leading and guiding. He know what's best. He know what's not best. But if I'm looking with my natural eyes, trying to figure it out and thinking it's this, something is wrong. Something is wrong. I got to let all this go and let God, and I've been doing that for years. And I can't impress people, especially foolish people. Yeah, people that don't have real faith, they're not walking in the spirit. I can't impress you. You won't see it. If I tried, you still wouldn't see it. I got to impress the master, and I don't have to impress him. He already know me. He knew me before I entered my mother's womb. So I got to get with him. I got to get with him. Hallelujah. And do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him. Thank you, Brother Louis. I am going to try that. Yes, sir. So I know that God is faithful. He didn't bring any of us this far to leave us. Yeah. He's going to be with us until the end. But our problem is we don't stretch out in him. When something go wrong, you know, yeah, we'll pray and want everybody else to pray with us. But in the good times, what are we doing? In the good times, I want to remember him. In the good times, I want to strut my stuff in Jesus. In the good times, I want to get the jig going in my feet, get a dance going. You know what about, I know it was 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, I just felt the dance come on. I'm talking about it wasn't nothing I prepped up, fixed up, had made up, thought up. Uh-uh. All of a sudden, the spirit of praise in the dance come upon me. And I picked them feet up and went on and blessed them. And then later on, I got to see what was coming my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So I'm grateful unto him for his healing power and, you know, keeping me going. And I tell you, some days I feel like I could just lay down and just lay down all day and all night. But I make it look good. I make it look like nothing is wrong. Yeah. I won't call it complaining, but I talk about it. But I don't talk about all of it. Yeah. I don't talk about all of it because he's fixing that. Whatever else is wrong, God is fixing. Again, this morning, I shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. I didn't come to do my will. I come to do the will of him that sent me. Oh, ever since 1993. Hallelujah. In the year of 1993, I want to say the month of September. Hallelujah. It was no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. I feel all right this morning. I feel like testifying. So I'm grateful unto him. Listen, we're going to morning prayer, and when we come out of morning prayer, we're going to another song of the morning, and we're going to come back with our scripture reading. And our topic today is this. You have to go through. I should have put you must go through. It's a requirement. We can't get patience until we go through. And we got to go through some things that we can't change. Only God can. We're going to go through some things. And sometimes it feels like it's unto death. And if you tell anybody else, they'll be like Job and his friends. What you did, Barbara? You come every morning. You're always helping people. You do this. You give your last dime away. Why you sick? That's why I got to come, baby, to make me strong. And sometimes it's at your own hand because sometimes we're eating too much sugar. We We the people. We doing too much. Yet, God sustain us. He allow us to stay. Hallelujah. Should have been dead and gone. Oh, but he let me live on this morning. Gave me another chance to get it right with him. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So listen, let's pray. Coming back with another song. And then we're coming back with our scripture of today. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Lord, I thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you this morning for another opportunity to come before you. Father, you said we could come boldly before the throne of grace to make our petition known unto you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for affording us the opportunity to come to you in the fullness. Father, your word said we have not because we ask not. And we don't want to ask for nothing amiss. Father, we want to ask according to your will, according to your word, according to what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. We come this morning bow down asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakings, and wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet today, we ask that you will wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness and give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for putting our sins and wrongdoing as far as the east is from the west. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you, hallelujah, for being a father that forgives, for being a God that forgives. Lord, because you've given us so much. You sent your only begotten son to hang and bleed and suffer, oh God, for us. And yet we do wrong, but Lord, you're gracious, you're kind and merciful, and you love us. And we thank you this morning. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you honor. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Father, we come this morning bringing every caller and every listener. And Lord, we ask that God you would fix our minds and fix our hearts. Yeah, Lord, fix our hearts, God, and regulate our minds. But Lord, if our mind is not on you, it's going to be on us and the things of the world. So Lord, we need our mind to be regulated so we can think right, so we can pray right, so we can give you your just due. Give you the praise and the glory and the honor and the worship that you deserve. But Father, if our minds are not right, we can't do it. So we come this morning bow down asking that you would let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, your son. Let us have a mind that pleases you, that want to please you. Let us have a mind to realize we come to do your will and not our own. Because our will is no good. Our will keep us in trouble, Father. Help us this morning to get it right with you. Help us to have a well-made up mind. Help us, Lord, to go all the way with you. Not because of what you do, but because of who you really are. And Father, you deserve all that we can give you and more. You deserve it. There's none like you. Hallelujah. Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And Father, I ask that you would bless every household represented here today. Bless as only you can do. Send uncommon miracles today, oh God. Surprise your people. Bless them in a way that they just go to praising you right there on the spot in the name of Jesus. Father, send finances, unexpected checks, unexpected money their way today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Money answers all things. Money make us happy. And Father, money make us glad. And we want money, big, big money. And nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. And we bind him up out of our money. Today, in the name of Jesus, we bind him up out of everything that belonged to us today. In the name of Jesus, even our thoughts, we bind him up. Even our walk with you, we bind him up, trying to stop the things that's due to you. God, we bind him up and cast it back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. We release our money from everywhere that is due. From everywhere, we release our money unto us in the name of Jesus. We release our healing. We release the boundaries of anything on our family, our children. We release it today in the name of Jesus. We release nothing but the things of God. Anything that's not like Jesus coming our way, we bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that which we bind on earth, you're binding in heaven. And that which we loose on earth, you're loosing in heaven. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. We bind up any stressful, anything that's coming our way today. We cast it to the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we've been set free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. And Lord, you know the enemy try to come and conquer, divide and separate. Father, help us today to open our spiritual eyes that when we see him, we'll call it out. Father, when we see it, we'll bind it up. When we see it, we'll call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Do it for us today in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, those that are here that are sick this morning, we ask that you would touch and heal. It's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. Father, we believe that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And as we press in to touch it today, heal right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, give us a clean bill of health. Lord, let us feel it in our bodies. Give us spiritual energy. Give us physical energy like never before in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering us today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Yeah, Lord. Do it, God. Do it for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing for us. Hallelujah. Glory to His Majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Father, remember those that are incarcerated this morning, and especially those that are innocent, oh God. Lord, have mercy today and set free. If it be your will, not my will or our will, but your will be done. And Father, bless the families and those that haven't come to you yet. We ask this morning that God, you would send somebody to plant, somebody to water, somebody to fertilize. But God, we know it's you that give the increase. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we are so thankful. We are so thankful that you're healing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Every illness, every ache, every pain. Thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, we bring those that are in every branch of the military, men and women, ask that you would bless them today. Lord, bless their children with uncommon favor and bless their family members here, there, and everywhere. Bless wives like never before and husbands like never before. Father, they went to do what we can't do. And they went to keep us safe that we could continue to pray in peace. We can continue to study your word in peace. We can cry loud and spare not in peace. Do it, Lord, for your people in the name of Jesus. Bless the administration of our military. Help today, oh God. Help today. Move by your spirit. Lord, let nobody be lost. Let nobody be betrayed in the military. Lord, help today that everybody want to come up in their ranks and do us pleasing unto the military in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas. Bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people, Israel and Jerusalem, preachers preaching in the name of Jesus, in obedience unto you, Father, and love for your people, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Continue to lead and guide here. Have your way here. Feed your people until they want no more. Bless them, God, through your word. Open up their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes this morning. Lord, let them see in the spirit like never before. In the name of Jesus, help today, oh God, that not only they would see spiritually, but God, they would walk spiritually according to holiness. In the name of Jesus, thank you today. Thank you, Father. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. Lord, we thank you for your healing power. We thank you for releasing our money. God, we give you glory and honor for everything that's pertaining to us, our families, Father, near and far, our friends, near and far, our homes, God. Bless the day uncommonly in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. And Father, we give you praise this morning, asking it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. And anything that we missed this morning, Father, we ask that you would take it up and that you would fix it and give us favor in Jesus' name again. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, for there's none like you. We can search all over, Father, won't find nobody greater. Hallelujah. Nobody greater. Because look, you can be in trouble. You can be in trouble with the natural law. Listen to me. God, step in and fix it. Did y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. You are in trouble with the natural law, and God, step in and fix it. I know you heard folks say he's a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a doctor in your sick room. All of this is true. I am a living witness. I had to go to court several times, and he was the lawyer in the courtroom. It could have been so much worse. Woo! But because he represented me, he got me a little time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like him. And today, if we'll stretch out in him, sometimes I don't say nothing. I'm just looking. I'm just sitting. Why? He'll never leave me nor forsake me. It's going to be according to his will, whether I like it or not. So there's no point in me trying to fix something, do something. He said, come unto me. All that are labor and heavy, all that are burden and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Now that's what he said. And I believe every word. So no matter what go on, I'm going to him concerning it and let him work it out. Yeah, he's able to work it out. And I'm so thankful unto him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is none like Jesus. Yeah, so happy to have him on my side. Brother Louis, I have several songs I'm going to eventually bring my MP3 transform thing won't work. So I got to close it down and reinstall it, and I'll be able to get all the requests in. Fiona, I didn't forget your request. I got it too. And I think Sister Linda sent me one or two songs. So soon, hopefully, I'll be able to put them in. But I was able to get this one in, Brother Louis. I wish y'all could go see the video on YouTube. Is Keep on the Sunny Side of Life, the Marsh family. Check them out with the cups and, yeah, switching the cups into this song right here. So we're going in with this one, the Marsh family, Keep on the Sunny Side of Life.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with darkness and strife, the sun sunny side, we also made you.
Boom, boom, boom.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
Storm and its fury broke today. Crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. The clouds and the storm will in time pass away.
The sun again will shine bright and
another. They swapping the cups. They got two different kinds of cups, and that just blessed me real good. Hallelujah. Really, Brother Lord. Okay. Yeah, June and Johnny. You know I love that Johnny. That was my boy. Yeah, we thank God this morning. Thank God for good gospel music and how he give it to people to write. Yeah. Listen, I have one request. I have to get this one on out of the way. And so let me get this one, and we're going straight to our scripture of the morning.
encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Sion. Old it but good. Yeah, that's the wine and commission. And that's from back in the day of ways. And we thank God again this morning for good gospel music. And some people like jazz, you know, and some people like to get gospel in their style. Some people like rap music, so they like the rapping gospel, you know, slow jams and all of that in the gospel. So they like all of that. But it's singing about God, so I don't, you know, fool with it. But everything is not for everybody. I can't say that. But I know God is faithful, and he will accept the smallest thing that we give to him. If it's from a pure heart, yeah, it may not be big, it may be small, but God will accept that, and he will multiply that in you. Did you know that? You can start off with one prayer a week. I'm just going to pray on Sundays. I'm going to just pray the beginning of the week, you know. I'm going to pray on Monday. When you know the thing, you pray in 7 days a week and not just one time a day. Because look, no matter what your situation is or where you are or anything like that, you can talk to the Lord. Try. Eating your dinner with your family, you can be talking to the Lord. You don't have to move your lips because you're speaking to him from your heart. And that's what he desires. What comes out of our hearts. Because he hear what come out the mouth. Because guess what? He hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And if what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things, he knows it's not real. It's not truthful. It's not really from your heart. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto Almighty God today that we can have him. Yeah, and that he's on our side. He's for us. No matter what, he's for you today. He's for us. And if he be for us, then he's more than. Listen to that. More than the whole world against us. I'm grateful unto him this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to our scriptures of the day. And we're going to come back to one more request because I got to get the request out to y'all. And we're coming back to the request of the morning. And we'll move on from there. So our first scripture reading this morning, I want to look at James chapter 1 and verse 12 and 13, I think it is. Let's look at in the book of James. You got Hebrews, James. Under James is Peter. So we go into James, and I'm looking at chapter 1 and verse 12. Oh, wait a minute. Why didn't it take me to James chapter 1? Oh, I know why. I went to 1 and 1. I got to go to 1 and 12. All right. And this is what it says. Listen. Remember, we got to go through trials. Our trials come to make us strong. God is not punishing us. Through the trial, you're going to learn some valuable lessons. If you don't understand, we can always ask God, say, Father, give me the lesson out of this trial. Lord, show me why I'm in this trial, while I'm going through it. Why am I going through a trial? Show me. I know our trials come to make us strong, but I need the lesson out of the trial. Behind the trial, in front of the trial, during the trial, I need the lesson. Because, Father, the next trial comes, it's going to be a little tougher than this one. But I'm going to need the lesson out of that one. But now that I know there's a lesson in the trial, you heard it said there's a blessing in the storm. Anybody ever heard that? Help me sing it. There's a blessing in the storm. Yeah. So look, even in the midst of the trial, going through the trial, there's a blessing. So James chapter 1 and verse 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. But when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. 13, verse 13 says of James chapter 1, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But check this out. See, because sometimes we're going to miss it. We're going to miss to go through the trial. Because we focus on our flesh and how we feel it. Now, we got to go through that trial in the spirit. 14 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Mm-hmm. Now, this is talking about temptation. It's talking about lust. It's talking about being tempted, who tempts, who don't tempt. It's talking about all of that, but yet and still, when you tempt, that's a trial. If you say, that's a trial. 15 says, then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Verse 16 says, do not err, my beloved brethren. See, because if we walk the straight and narrow the way we're supposed to, cut us out the deal. Cut our flesh out the deal. Just let it be your spirit man and God. And we're going to be so blessed. But we're too busy holding on the fleshly thing and looking in the flesh and looking in the world. That's why folks do all that dressing up and all that going to church. Yeah, because they want the people to see and don't want nobody to think I don't have or whatever their reasoning is. But I can tell you this, I want to show them I got Jesus here. Now, that's what I want to show people, that I have Jesus. I look and how I'm dressed, that's neither here nor there, because neither one of them going to get you entered into the kingdom. We want to do what's going to cause us to go back with him when he comes. We want to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto him right now, right where we are. Yeah. I see too many dressed up mismanaging people, and they mismanaging the word of God in their life. They mismanaging the spirit of God. So if they mismanage it, he's not in that. That's them. And I don't want no flesh, because there's no good thing in mine. There's no good thing in yours either. I don't care how many years you've been preaching, how much you speak in a tongue. I don't care where you live, how big the house on the hill is with the dog named Fluffy. I don't care about none of that. If you're mismanaging the spirit, I can't have none of it. Because it won't be coming from God. There are two spirits now, evil and good. And I don't want nothing to do with that evil spirit. Mm-mm. Yeah, because it'll trick folks out their money. It do all kind of evil things. Yeah, not just lustful, but it's lustful in other ways other than sexually lust. Yeah, it's lustful after what you got, your purse, your wallet. Yeah, it's something serious. That's all I can get. But looking at... Say First Peter now. We're going to First Peter. We're looking at chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. And this is what it says. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Look, some people say, child, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Well, I don't work with luck. Luck runs out. I want to work with the blessings of the Lord. And some people, they don't, child, somebody must be done throw something down for me or sprinkle some dust or something. He said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Ain't nobody putting nothing down for you. Ain't nobody sprinkling dust and thumping up in your way. It's that trial you got to go through. The trial is only coming to teach you and to make you stronger in him, that you can stand more. Because that trial there, after that, there are some greater ones. Every round go higher and higher. I've been being tried ever since 1993 and was tried before that, I'm sure, but I didn't understand. But once I understood, the trial's going to come. We just got to get in the word of God so we can stand on it. Get the lesson out of the trial. Tell God thank you and help somebody. That's it. 13 says, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Did we hear that? That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Did you hear that? You suffering like Christ did. Not only did he suffer for the church, but he died for it. We're the church. So there ain't nothing strange going on, but just get with God and say, Lord, if you're not sure, is this a trial? And strengthen me while I'm in my trial. Give me that lesson, Lord. I need it. Show me what this is all about. Teach me your way, what this is all about. Yeah. See, once I see it's a trial, I just go on and wait until you tell me the next thing. I did this because of this. Or it just automatically, the spirit man just come up and show me. Yeah. So I know why I was in that trial and what that was all about. God is good to his people. But we got to be open to him. Stop being so open to our flesh. Boy, look at here, that flesh. Ooh, we just want it to be pleased. And it wants to be pleased, but we have to bring that thing under subjection. We have to make that flesh die so God can live. Hallelujah. So the spirit can move. We're going on over to Romans 5, 3 through, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. So Romans chapter 5 and verse 3 says this. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. That trial going to work some patience, I told you. Because it's going to be something nobody can do or undo but God. You can turn it to the right, it's going to be locked. Turn it to the left, you locked in the trial. Look up, locked in the trial. Look down, you can get a mirror and put it behind your back to see, guess what? You locked in the trial, you got to go through. Now you can reject it. You can reject it and God will pass that cup on from you. And you won't have that lesson in life. You'll be missing some things. Yeah. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. We tell God, thank you for the trial. Yeah. We give him praise for the trial. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the trial, Lord. Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Verse 4 says, and patience, experience, and experience, hope. Verse 5 says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Hey, thank you. Yeah, that's why I said, too, even before 1993, I was going through a few trials. I just didn't understand and know what they were. Mm-hmm. But today, I can truly say I understand. And I know to get the lesson out the trial. I know to be obedient in the midst of the trial. I told you I'm in a trial right now. I make it look good now, I do. Because great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And see, it's my choice. I choose to walk it with patience. I choose to let his perfect work go on. Come on, patience, go and do what you got to do for me. Because I need more patience. Yeah, I need to learn to wait more. Not be so anxious for anything. Yeah, all things through prayer and supplication. I make my request known unto Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's all right today when I tell you. It's all right. Yeah. So we're talking still about you going through You got to go through. Whether you want to or not, you're going through some things. You have to go through. And I know we don't like it many times. We might even grumble and mama and complain over it. Because we don't want to go through. It don't feel good all the time. I can tell you that. Oh, that thing does not feel good. Yeah. Because, and then sometimes the trial may be this. The trial may be that person that don't like you and keep saying stuff and you can't say nothing. Help us, Lord. You might be battling with, back in the day, I would have crushed skulls. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, and that's not the way to endure that trial either. Thinking back in your past what you would have, should have, could have done. No, that's not the way. Lord, help me. That I don't think wrong during the trial, and Lord, I don't do wrong during the trial. Help me to endure. Help me to endure like Jesus would have endured, Lord. Help me to go through in the spirit and not in my flesh. Because I'm going to tell you, it's no good thing in that flesh. And that flesh will have you fighting in the streets. And they looking. Well, I thought that was the preacher. Yeah, I am. But don't try me. That's what they told me. Yeah. The evangelist beat the woman down in the name of Jesus with her fist. I was so tickled, I'm wrong for laughing, but that thing tickled me. How you gonna beat the devil? We fight him with the word of God. We fight him in prayer. God gave us the power to bind him up. We can't fist fight no devil. But nonetheless, God is forgiven. He understands. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we want to remember this. We're coming back to it. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Oh, yeah. And we love him this morning. He know we love him. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank him. We thank him. Hallelujah. We're going to the next song, and then we're coming back. And we yet coming back with, you have to go through it. Yeah, you got to go through your trial. Pray your way through. Study your word. Study the word of God through your trial. Watch what happens to you. Pray and ask for the lesson in the midst of the trial. While you're going through, Lord, give me the lesson. While I'm going through this great trial. Some are greater than others. Yeah. Even in death sometimes. My oldest daughter passed away. That was a trial for me. That was a heavy trial. That was considered a big trial. But because I have crazy faith, I trust God. I don't know no better, and I don't want to. I trust him in everything. I heard the people say, oh, she going to break down later on, and she going to grieve. Now, and I know where she went. I may miss her. Yeah. Because she used to send me stuff through TikTok that would have me screaming. Because see, we all in my family, we love that laughter thing. Not picking at people, as we call it, you know. But funny stuff, you know. And she would send me stuff and it would be so funny. I would... Later on in the morning sometime, it might be 11:30, and I think on what she sent me, and boy, I'll be at that laughter again. But this is my oldest daughter now, first daughter I ever had. And the family loved that daughter because she was the first girl. And I do miss her. Her birthday and my birthday the same day. Look at this. So when my birthday come, of course I have to think about her. I can't get around it. Yeah. I was born February 27, 1957. She was born February 27, 1977, 20 years later. That was my birthday gift. And the Lord took her home to take her rest. But it looked like no other of the children understood like she did. I'm assuming she was a girl. That's what that was. But of course, I'm going to think about her. I'm going to miss her. Yeah. Sometimes I find myself saying, Coco, did you see that? Funny stuff. Yeah. She was the first one who told me, oh, you think you're getting married or something? Jimmy can crack corn, but he can't crack it around you. Oh, it would be so funny. Yeah. But that was a great trial for me. Oh, but thank you, Jesus, I endured. Yeah. The song says weeping may. The scripture even says weeping may endure for a night. Joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. One day I get to see her again. Yeah, one day I get to laugh with her again. Yeah. So I'm thankful unto the Lord that our trials come to make us strong. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to this next request, and when we come back, we're going to come back talking some more about the trials. And listen, if you're in a trial, you can request prayer this morning. If you want to share about some times when you've been in trials and how God brought you out the trial and the lesson that you got from the trial, please feel free to press that number one. Yeah, and come in. I know some days we all feel like I need a word from the Lord. God, I need to hear what you got to say on Monday morning. Lord, I need to hear what you're saying through Jesus in the morning. But sometimes it's for you to help. And the reason I call it help, because we don't know who's here and who's going to be blessed from it, but somebody is being blessed from it. But we sit back like we do in church and we get all we can from the preacher. And sometimes they say amen and sometimes they shake their head. Yeah, it's encouraging to hear what you have to say. It's encouraging to know that you've been through some trials. It's encouraging to hear how God brought you out. What lesson did you get from the trial? How long was you in the trial? Yeah, that's encouraging. Hallelujah. We thank God. Listen, I'm going to this request, and when we come back, the studio is open, and we're still talking about you have to go through. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Mr. Al Green this morning, and what a friend we have in Jesus. All, look here, our sins and griefs we bear. Why? All because we do not carry every little thing to God in prayer. Yeah, that's all we got to do, talk to him about situations. I don't care what trial you're in the midst of. Let him know, Lord, I need your help. I need your strength. Help me today. All right, Sister Jerry, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Barbara. How are you?
I am blessed over here. Can't complain.
No, we can't. I just want to say good morning to everyone. And, you know, we do go through trials. I've been going through trials for many, many, many years. But each trial gets, as they used to say, each round goes higher and higher and higher. I'm still in my trial, but I'm learning each day from this trial. My goodness, I'm learning. I'm even learning how to be a person now, because when I was in the mother trials, I was just learning how to deal with something that's called death. I got that down. Now I've got to learn how to deal with what I never had to do. It's like growing up. Growing up can be fun, but it can also mean a lot of lessons. These trials are some blessings, but some great, great, great lessons. Trials will even show you who's for you and who's against you. Trials will show you that everybody that's smiling in your face is not who you think or who they appear to be. My, my, my. But you'll get over that. Now I can kind of understand how Jesus could walk with Judas knowing he was betrayer. Because hot Jerry with her temper. They said, you know, I see right through you, but that's not what you do. Allow the enemy to think that they have already been successful and they are fooling you when they're only fooling themselves. So, Lord, thank you for the trials. Thank you for the tribulations. Thank you for the things I thought I lost. Thank you for everything, Jesus. Thank you for life, strength, and thank you for the lessons. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know something else, Jerry? That the canker worm took, you must restore it, and he got to restore it to you with interest. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, see, every day we wake up, we kind of wake up to a trial in a way.
Yeah.
Every day we wake up, yeah. Because we in something. And some trials, like I said, they're heavier than others. They're stronger than others. They're bigger than others. Yeah. I can remember I was in jail in Birmingham, Alabama, and had been there a couple of days, and it was taking me to court. I know I've shared this before. And I've never been so happy in jail. Yeah, call me something wrong with my head. But great is he that live within me than he that is in the world. And work had to be done. I didn't know it. I didn't know work needed. And the only way the work was going to be done is I went inside where the inmates was. The only way you're going to get in there with the inmates, you got to commit a crime.
That's right.
No crime was committed that day that they arrested me from the driver's license plate. Went to turn my Florida license to Alabama license. But they said back in the day I had committed a crime, and that's what they wanted to get straight with me. I said, okay. And I started thinking on things. You know, well, maybe it was this. Well, maybe when I was writing checks, God got a mighty sweet way. And went in there one way and come out another. He increased my faith. He grew me. He gave me more patience. Oh, boy, you tell me the time. They called me from the cell to go to court. It was just the strangest stuff happened. The angels of the Lord had come. And my goodness. I prayed the prayer of faith that morning, because I was saved, sanctified, and filled. And I prayed the prayer of faith that morning. It was a little wonder you could look out and see I-65. That's Internet 65. I mean, Interstate 65. And I'm looking. And I said, Lord, today is Wednesday. Oh, they're going to have Bible study tonight. Lord, I don't want to miss the Bible study. I don't want to miss the praise. Lord, please let me go home today. And I went on, but I could see the service. I could see the service that night, but I went on. And that was these young ladies, and they wanted me to teach them the Bible. And I told one, I said, well, if you braid my hair, why don't you braid them? I'm going to be teaching you the word. She said, come on. She got a half a side of my head braided, and they called me to court. And as I'm walking, they got a bailiff, a man bailiff to walk with. Big, big guy. No fat. Just big, clean, walking on down. And he said, I hear you from Florida. I said, yes. He said, they tell me it's a beautiful place. I said, it is. And we walked on down talking about Florida. When I got in the courtroom, I sat in a chair in front of a young man. That's where they told me to sit. I never, you know, really knew them to mix the men and women up together, but they told me to sit right there in front of the young man. So I'm sitting there, the Lord says, tell him. He already know why he's here. I turned around, I said, young man, I said, you may not understand this. I said, but the Lord say, you already know why you here. He said, yeah, I just started crying and confessing. He said, but this time, if he let me go, I'm going to do what he says. If he let me go this time, because... The Lord said, yeah, because if you don't, you're going to get 25 years. Said, I'm going to do what he said to do. I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to really do it this time. And just weeping like a baby. Well, the judge that was supposed to be there, he never showed up. So they brought another judge in, but this wasn't your regular natural judge. Couldn't have been. He was too... I want to say he was just too happy and too loving and too kind and too merciful. I'm going to put it that way to you. And when he called me up, I went up, wonderful smile. He said, Miss Mack, he said, the state of Alabama don't have nothing on you. It's the state of Florida want you. He said, and they have 20 days to come and get you. If they don't come and get you in 20 days, we have to release you. But listen, look at all the strangeness that went on. The day before, my niece and my good friend Faye come to see me. And you know, back during them days, you know, they knew you about that money. They knew it. They knew I was about that money. They brought me money, brought me underwear and different things. And my niece said, hey, you go to court tomorrow. I said, you coming? Yeah, I'll be there. We'll be here for court, too. I said, okay. And they left. I went on the court. On the way back from the courtroom, there was like, it looked like 30 men along the wall, chained together. And when I got to the first man, I stopped. And they don't allow that either. And I begin from number 30, let's say, all the way to number 1, telling them what God has said. Some of them, you're going to get 2 years. Hey, you're going home today. You're going to get probation. Hey, you're going to get 20. But within that 20, God going to make some changes. So when I got to number 1, the bailiff said, you through? I said, yeah. He said, okay. That don't happen. That does not happen like that. That's a move of God. I want y'all to hear me this morning. So he walked me on back to the cell, and they put me in the cell and everything. I went and sat on the steps where the girl was braiding my hair, and they come running with their Bibles. So she was braiding my hair because they was ready for that Bible study. They said, Mac, pack it up. They was like, no. You've been to leave. You. I said, no, hold up. Don't worry about nothing. I'm not going nowhere. Didn't I pray the prayer of faith that morning to go home, to go to Bible study? Let me tell you something. Them people say, you don't have to go home, but you got to leave here. I went on down to the property room. They gave me my property. And I got to meet a young lady named Yolanda, full of the Holy Ghost. You could hear that anointing in that woman's voice. And got to talk with her before I leave one-on-one. She said, I knew I would get a chance to talk to you. I knew I would. I said, yeah, I knew we would too. And I said, because every now and then, hey, glory, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you today. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Every now and then, you'll pass one. Y'all won't stay together now. Y'all a fellowship right here with each other and talk about the goodness of the Lord. But, hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Mm, glory to His majesty. But she had to stay there and do her work, and I had to go on and do my work. And I wrote her a couple of times, but then that kind of faded off. So see, she had her work to do, and I had mine. And you know, when we find somebody that's true, that loves God, and we can talk about it all day and all night, you don't want to get rid of them kind. You want to hang. But they got their work to do, and you have yours. So every now and then, y'all might pass each other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto Him. So they released me. I got my purse and everything. Y'all know I got that little money they left me the day before. I can't leave these donations. So I asked the guy. And the strangest thing, look, there was a tall, handsome black man. He was a CO, a correctional officer in the jail. And usually I would say something, you know, smart or something. That never crossed my mind. I said, how do I get out of here? He said, you see that window down there? I said, yeah. He said, follow these doors down to that window. When you get to that window, I'm going to open that door. I said, okay. Went on down there, opened the door. I was on the street. I was on the streets of Birmingham, Alabama, free as a bird. Yeah. And so I caught a bus home. And when I got home.
Oh, yeah, I take it. I'm just listening to this testimony today. Girl, okay. I've been too much pain all weekend, but I'm not coming out this room till I get it straight.
All right. So look, I caught the bus home. Well, my friend Faye, she lived behind me in the next set of apartments. So I got showered and, you know, got changed up, did my hair and everything. I went over there. And in Alabama, they call girls girl. She said, girl, what you doing home? I'm like, I guess you wanted me to stay locked up. What I'm doing home? She said, girl, they said they were. Oh, my goodness. I say, I called Charlita. And she on her way over here. That's my niece. Yeah. So this is what happens when we serve Him. In the midst of the trial, be willing to yet serve Him. In the midst of your trial. Now the enemy told me, oh, you can take another week off, Barbara. My flesh said, yeah, why don't you do that? When I shared it with other people, they like, yeah, you can do that. Yesterday, it come to me, don't you do that. You go back and work like you're supposed to. Yeah, because He's going to make it better than all right. Oh, yeah, He's going to make it better than all right, I tell you. I know this for myself. He's on our side. You may not have gone through what I've been through. I may not have gone through what you've been through. But that's that same God that's working on both of our behalf. That's the same God that loves us equally. He don't love you no more than He loved me, and He don't love me no more than He loved you. And if you believe, He said you'll be saved. Not just saved from hell, but if you believe on Him, keep the faith in Him and trust Him, you'll be saved from stress. You'll be saved from all manner of sickness and disease. I didn't say you wouldn't get it because he said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He didn't say it wouldn't form, but it ain't going to get no bigger. It won't kill you. You may have to go through some surgeries. They may have to put your eye back in you because it fell out. They may have to give you some false teeth, veneers, or whatever they got going on today. But what you got won't stop you from going. Many of us are sick, but it don't stop us from going. You still find yourself in the grocery store. Hey, glory to your God. You still find yourself going this place and that place. Some of them still going to work and sick. Huh? Our trials come today to make us strong. Yeah. I love that book of James. Yeah. 1 Peter 2. I can remember when God first gave me the formula out of 1 Peter. And he added some more James and some more to it to read every morning. Oh, my goodness. Look what it says. Let's go to James 1 right quick. Chapter 1 and verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings. Listen now, if you want to talk about trials, your trial, he brought me out, how he brought me out. Press that number one. You don't have to wait until 9 o'clock this morning. My brethren, verse 2, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Now he said, look here, when you're being tempted, when a trial comes, count it all joy. He said, when you fall into divers temptation, that means you let yourself get there. It didn't just happen. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that she may be perfect. I mean, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Look what 5 says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given unto him. Because look, you're in the midst of the trial. And if you don't understand, I need you to ask God. He said, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberty, freely. You're going to ask him about everything during that trial so that you can endure it with strength. You can endure it with power. Yeah, he gave us power, love, and a sound mind. We don't have, remember Jesus talked about them that told us don't be like them that when they fasted, praying and fasting, they out there with the big deep prayers so that they can impress people. And then they out there hungry because they fasting and they got the faces made up. I'm so hungry. I'm just doing this for God. He said, don't be like that. Get up, wash your face, anoint your head. Go on about your business. Like, you're not fasting. That means I need to go over here and see about this person and see about that and do this. Yeah, and you don't even know I'm fasting. Yeah, I don't tell nobody when I'm fasting. I just go on and fast. That's between me and God. He said, if there any of you like wisdom, let him ask the God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given to him. God give it freely to all men, he said. But let him ask in faith now, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. We got to stay one way with God here in faith. We got to walk by faith and not by sight. Because what happens is this. All right, I mean, hold on, don't you go nowhere. Listen, we don't want to be for God today and then we for our flesh later on. Even think, watch how you think back on old things. If you're not looking in your past for a testimony, don't go back there fooling around. That devil will take your past and beat you to death with it. I'm talking about a physical death. He'll beat you to a pulp with your past. Because see, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation. You don't do that no more. But he doesn't come in to live into your heart. But when you look back at the things that you've done, oh, Lord, because you're no longer that old person. Well, if you're no longer that old person, let's take it to the rock that's higher than us. Let's take it to the hills. Let's look to the hills from which cometh our help. Let's remember that was in my past. I'm right here in my present. My past is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. I'm living in my present. And my present say, I'm no longer that old creature. Old things have passed away. Them old ways I used to have, them old things I used to do, I don't desire to do that no more. Behold, all things are new. I got a new way of thinking. I'm thinking to myself, great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I'm thinking to myself, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm thinking I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loves me. I'm thinking what a friend I have in Jesus. I keep going back in my past because I'm trying to bury it. I got to bring that even to the Lord in prayer and leave it there and walk away. It's a brand new day for us. Oh, Christ then died and rose and conquered all, rose with all power, and all power is on our side today if we'll walk in it. Look what he said. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. But he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7 says, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You can't receive being wishy-washy with God. You can't receive not having enough faith. That's why you always have to say, come up in your faith. Increase your faith in God. Because guess what? If you don't have enough, you're not going to make it. Yeah. Oh, I trust him for the job. And I trust him to put food on my table. But how about your healing? Can you trust God to heal you? Can you trust God to bring you through the trials? Smiling and praising and sharing and helping others. Can you open your mouth and talk of his wondrous work anywhere? Can you make known his deeds among the people, anywhere, in any place? And can you do that? Now, they what they going to do is talk about me. They going to know my business. You ain't got none. You want some, but you don't have no business. Once God saved you and gave you his spirit, you've been his business. You know why you was his business? He made you and made you for his pleasure. Yeah. And we never know who we're going to help. I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, I can be in the Dollar General and start me some church service. Y'all don't know me. Yeah. So verse 7 says, so let not that man think that he should receive anything of the Lord. You're not getting nothing. Because you ain't gave God what you need to receive. Verse 9 says, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. I don't care how low you feel, how down you think you are. Rejoice and that you are exalted. And the reason I say that, God is lifting you up. He's right there for you. But we keep going back to us. We keep letting the flesh rule and reign. I bind it up in Jesus' name. Yeah. And I loose the spirit of Almighty God to rule and reign in my life. Yeah, I can't do all that with the flesh. Flesh telling you this. Flesh telling you that. But the rich and that he is made low. Because of the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. I don't know nobody who don't want, too many people who say they don't want to be rich. So see, people like prestige, they like power, they feel like they need to get quality, the top of the line, the this, the that, I want this, I want that kind of car, I want my furniture to be like this, I always wanted my house like that. Yeah. See, but one thing I know, I've got a mansion just over the hill. Ain't that what I said? Hallelujah. One more, Irene, and I'm coming to get you. 11 says, for the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Now, he didn't say the rich man in his godly ways now, but the rich man in his own ways. See, because if God bless us to be rich, he's going to show us what to do with the money. And we won't be foolish. Yeah. Hallelujah. So again, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all can read that book, the book of James chapter 1. Yeah, I love that right there. All right, let me get Irene in right quick. Good morning, Sister Irene. God bless you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed, so blessed to ring in because you could have kept talking. This was good. I was enjoying it. I was up, it was uplifting. It was good. I'm grateful for all my trials. I'm thankful for the trials I had. Like, there were many, like, so many people have trials. I've had some big ones. I'm still having a few. But, you know, God blesses you. You just keep trusting him. And I can be happy during my trials. I can sing. I'm grateful. You know, God has blessed me so abundantly, much my life, in getting my home, in looking after me financially. I have some physical trials, but I'm not really worried. God takes that worry away. Like, when you trust him, I have no worries. They've gone. Like, of course, you get concerned about certain things. That's normal. And at the moment, I'm a little bit sad. I have a daughter that's not doing too well. And it's sad, but I'm still joyful because in God, he looks after me. There is no sadness. My past, like you said, the past is gone. You don't live in the past. You get a... It's a whole new life, and I'm learning every day. I'm learning more. I've learned this past a lot about prayer. Like, I wasn't that good in prayer. I didn't pray that, I don't know, not that good. But the more you pray, the greater it is. I talk all day to God now. Like, I think my neighbors, when they hear me, they think, I'm a little mad because I'm on my own in a unit. They think, who's she talking to now? I'm talking to God. I tell them that. I think they know now. And I'll sing. And it's not all about me. It's just what God does in you. He does that in anyone who trusts in him. And I just want to say, whatever trial you're going through, if it is big, small, we all have, I suppose, some can carry a bit more than others. But none is worse than the other. A trial is a trial. It's how you approach it and how you have your faith. As long as your faith in God, do you trust him? I trust him. I loved him all my life, but I'm not always sure if I always trust him. But I do know, I think getting older has, maybe I can see more experience, I suppose. But God blesses me every day more. Like, sometimes I used to think when you get older, then you can't do anything so much for God anymore. You can't be this, can't. It's not true. You can do heaps. And he gives you joy. and I love him every day. God is so good. He's good all the time. And it's true. People say that, but it's true. He is. Through trials, through good things, he loves us. He takes care of us. He makes us new. The new person in him. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all your goodness. I thank you for all your love, for all the care you take. You take care of us. I'm so thankful. So thankful. I love him. And I just wanted to share that with you. That's all. Thank you for letting me share this.
God bless you. God bless you, Sister Irene. God bless you. We thank God for you. Yeah, I thank you for the prayers that you put in the prayer club and in Jesus in the Morning and Freedom Doors. I thank you for that because some mornings I was not in a position where I could do it. So I thank you for praying because that's what we need. And I know people, they copy and paste other stuff from other places. But I'm talking about you. I'm trying to get you to be in touch with God and give us from your heart right now what's going on. Yeah. And I look at that because I'm asking, pray. I'm looking at that. People don't follow instructions. They do what they want to do. I don't know what they think. But if it say prayer, that means open your mouth and pray. Type the prayer in there. Yeah. Because everybody like to give encouraging words and scriptures and on these platforms with decorations and art and all of that. But I'm talking about opening your mouth to God about his people. You in the prayer club, let's pray for everybody in there. I see so many selfish prayers come forth. God, I, God, me, God. I'm like, what in the world when all these people here to pray for? Just coming to get you something and not be concerned about the other people. Yeah, so we gotta do better, saints and ain't. We gotta do much better. Yeah, if you say you saved and you got God and especially them church going people, you need to go over there and pray for somebody. And if you shy, that's because you're not praying unto God. You're praying for the people to hear you. Because, see, when we pray to God, we don't have to have no shame, no nothing. Just come flat foot, just naked like you are. As the black folks say, we say butt naked. Just bring it raw to him and watch him fix it. Next thing you know, you praying what they call big prayer. You're praying more often. But it got to start somewhere. Man ought to always pray. That's the scripture. We want to copy and paste something somebody else done put together. No, put your own thing together. You don't need no pictures behind your words. Go on and pray the prayer of faith for the people in Freedom Doors and in Jesus in the Morning and Big Beautiful Christian. Go on and pray for these groups. Pray that the Lord save. Pray that God heal and touch lives. Bless their children. Yeah, there's so much to pray for. We could be here for years. Just praying. Yeah, because that's a lot to pray for. Listen, I'm going to this next one. And let me go down here and look right quick. It's the Al Green one. All right, can I? Okay, thank you. Let me switch up 1 minute. All right, we're going to this one. And our next one would be the Al Green one. Passing out on Genesis 8. All right, well, I'm going to go to this one first. Go down here and find it. All right, this is the Rupert's and Angels in the Room. Rope.
She's the only
with a father and a son, his family by his bedside. Says, children, can't you see? Angels standing all around us. It's time for me to leave.
Angels in the room, he's run his final race. They come to carry him.
Is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus in the Morning Radio. Bold radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There will be angels in the room. I like that a whole bunch. I like that a whole bunch. Because when I get ready to leave up out of here, no matter how I leave up out of here, the angels of the Lord will be with me. He going to send somebody. Yeah, to make me even more comfortable. Yeah. So I can come on. I'm going to mute your mic, Sister Irene. Yeah, so that, you know, I'll be comfortable coming on to him. Hallelujah. And get ready to take my final rest. God bless you, Lord. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you this morning. Good to see you. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God today. And if there's anyone else who has been in a trial, and God brought you out of that trial, share with us this morning. You don't have to get deep up in your business. Yeah. But I know our trials come to make us strong. Now, we fight the trials many times. It's the devil. The devil is alive. No, not on this. He's not. This is God. He's allowing this thing in your life to teach you some valuable lessons. If you never had to wait, you would know what patience is. You would know about patience. And one thing about patience, it would teach you. I'm talking about valuable lessons. I remember when I first came home from prison, my brother had injured his shoulder, and he had to go to the doctor, and they had to do surgery on it, but he still had to go back to the doctor every now and then and let him check on him. I had my Bible and thing in the car because I was doing the driving. It was his car, but I drove. And he went in to see the doctor, and I sat there and prayed and studied the word and everything. And he came out, and when he got in the car, he said, "My goodness, I got a nickname. I can't tell nobody what that is he called." He said, "So-and-so." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Boy, you got some patience." I said, "Yeah." He said, "Woo-wee, yeah. I couldn't have waited out here like that." I said, "Well, I have something to keep me occupied."
Yeah.
The word in prayer. Uh-huh. And I was good. I was good. Yeah. Patience. It's a great thing to have. Because where you run into your death, the faster the move, the closer you getting to old age, the closer you getting to death. So what's the rush? And I mean, people get flustered. Oh, boy, they get upset. Because you're not moving fast enough. Things not going quick enough. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We got to remember God is, not us and our time, and God is. Sometimes he's holding you up from death. Sometimes he got you in the store at the register longer than you should be. The people in front of you, they forgot something. They sent Sally back to get it, and the lady ringing up the other stuff slow to Sally get back with what they forgot. You just about to go off the deep end. You're about to click in the line because you want to rush to your death. You want to rush to old age where you can't do nothing for yourself. You're in a hurry. Okay, Brother Lewis, God bless you and Sherry. Have a blessed day. Uncommon blessed day, sir. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you this morning. Yeah, so we need to learn to have some patience. And I'm going to tell you, I used to be similar to that, you know, but I always had a little bit of patience, but not a whole as much as I needed. Let's put it that way. But I tell you, it's just pitiful. And folks think because they got a little bit of youth to them, they're not going to get the way that elderly people are. I got a rude awakening for them. You're fooling yourself. You're tricking yourself. Because if God bless you to continue to live, you're going to get to the age where your eyes bad, your ears bad. Guess what else? Your memory is real bad. Yeah. But I notice people, you know, sometimes they want to talk about others, but you got some issues. He said over there to the woman that they was accusing of a first one without sin, cast the first stone. I think of that often. Be careful, Barbara, be careful. Yeah. Because if you ain't never committed a sin, step on up and straighten it out then. Let's see what you're going to do. Now, I have to look back at the things I done that. Some things I haven't done, but yet sin is sin. There's no big sin and no little sin. Sin is sin. If I gossip, I'm just as guilty as the molester. If I lie, I'm just as guilty as the murderer. If I steal, I'm just as guilty as the rapist. So see, people think these are the worst things in the world. But guess what? If you lie, cheat, or steal, you're just as guilty because sin is sin. We try to put, you know, tags on it. This the big sin. Oh, they stole a bubble gum. The bubble gum wasn't but 25 cents. That's a lower sin. Now she stole. If I stole a Rembrandt and you stole a 25 cent bubble gum, you're just as guilty as me who stole the Rembrandt. God is faithful to us, but we got to learn to be faithful unto him. Keep our hand in his hand. Stop taking your hand out of God's hand, going out trying to fix things. And let me tell you something today. I ain't never seen women like I seen these women today, old and young. I don't know a lot of women who can be by themselves. They got to have a man. They'll go out dying trying to have a man. Yeah. I think a lot of me. Matter of fact, I love me. And unless God says different, I am happy, real happy, where I am. Yeah, I am happy. When I lay down, my whole family done laid down. When I eat, my entire family has eaten. When I shop for clothes, I bought clothes for all my family. Because I am the family. It is just me. Yeah, and I'm good. But I've never seen people like these people. But the scripture said the world is wickeder and wiser. I seen something at a wedding yesterday. Y'all wouldn't believe this. And I won't say it because children might listen in. But listen. At that wedding, in the open wedding, where everybody is, these people, these two couples, well, there's one couple that got married, man and woman, biological man and biological woman, got married. And the things they did, I could not believe it in the wedding. Or after the wedding, you know, in the reception. I say, my goodness, what has happened? The enemy also has come in and taken the mind of the people. And if you don't walk by faith and you don't walk in the spirit, he'll come in and help your flesh to take your mind. You around here think you got it going on and you got it like this and you that and looking like a fool on the creep. I'm just telling you the truth. Because you no longer have your mind. The more you give to the flesh, the more the devil got to come in and take from you. I'm just telling you the truth. It's best we walk in the spirit. It's best we keep our mind on God. It's best we learn how to treat each other too. For God is love. And they always trying to, if you say this, like I said, biological man and biological woman, they always trying to find a way to battle that, to make it not be that. I'm like, God will not be mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Y'all can play with him if you want to. But that day he show up and show you who he really is. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now you want his mercy. You had plenty of opportunity to have more than mercy. You could have had grace and love to go with it. You could have been better off than you are. But that's not what you want. You want to get out here and show everybody your style, how you roll, what you got. I'm bougie. If people really knew what bougie was, they'd get somewhere and sit down and wouldn't be bothered with it on a good day. You're born with 2 grains of rice and a drop of gravy. But you bougie? Huh? That's some folk that come from that lifestyle all their lives. That's all they know. You know more than that. You know about the streets. You know about that hood. You know how to rob Peter to pay Paul. Come on now. Come on. You know how to take a can of pork and beans and cut one hot dog up and stretch it and feed 6 people. Stop it. I say today, like you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth. I can't stand that kind of stuff. You're going to act like you all of that and you came from right over there across the track. Don't make me holler. You all of that and was born in the country. Didn't even have a blanket when you was born. Somebody gave you a rag to wrap around you. Huh? But you bougie. Go ahead on, bougie mate. That's all I can say. God looking for real today. He's looking for real people. That's what he wants. Real men and women of God. If he save you, he call you to something. You got to go to him and figure out what he called you to. Because I'm tired of telling people what he called them to and they ignore it. Talking about winning. When God, what? He just told you. and you won't operate. So guess what? I don't want to tell nobody that you call. Go to him and find out what it is and go and walk in your calling and see how blessed you are. I'm blessed because I walk in the calling of an evangelist and I stay in my lane. I don't try to pastor. You hear people call me pastor because of the work I do, but it's the work of an evangelist. Yeah. Some of them traits are the same as a pastor. You got to be compassionate. You got to love. You also got to stand firm and tell the truth no matter who like it and who don't. I've had people to come and say, I don't just tell people the good news. Well, I do. And God give me good news to give to his people because that's what I love. I don't love bringing gloom and doom. That's not me. Now, I can't say God haven't told me some things, you know, like the former A.L. Holly, his father-in-law died. I couldn't tell him that that man was leaving up out of here. But I'd have had to get some rope and rope them and tie them down, you know, to hold them in place so they don't hurt themselves. But I had to present it, and God gave it to me to present to them like this. I need y'all to go over and spend time with your daddy and your father-in-law and tell, you know, your sister and his wife, spend as much time with him as possible. He was in the hospital. He was going through. But that's the way I presented it to them, and they accepted it better, and they knew that they may lose him any day. It wasn't long before he was gone. Gone and could not come back. Gone and would not come back. So sometimes you got to, you know, tell people some things. Yeah, you've been wondering if they're going to foreclose on the house. Yeah, they're gonna foreclose on it. Because God have another area for you. Go look in that other area. Somebody told me one day, but my credit is bad. I said, hold up. God dealing in credit now? I didn't know. He gives his people stuff according to their credit. I said, that's you. And if you don't watch it, you won't get another house. And the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said, go look here, here, and here. And then he told you what company to go and apply for. And guess what? Right before foreclosure really, really went in there where they come and locked the doors and all that, another company come in and bought the house. And guess who they bought it from? Her. I was so tickled. I bought the house from her, paid off all that she owed. She come out with money in her pocket, and guess what? Not a spot on her credit. Other than she had been late, huh? We can fix that. Went on and got another house better than the house she was in a nicer neighborhood, as they say. I told her to go buy some new shoes because she was going to walk in a different way. Yes, ma'am. Don't tell me what God can't do because you can't do it. You can't judge you against Almighty God that got all the power, the one that made the heaven and the earth. How you going to put yourself up against him? And you're doing it and don't even know you're doing it. That's why it's time to walk in the spirit. Let the flesh go. There's some things coming our way. I want you to look in your grocery store and check the expiration dates on food. Watch what you find. Stuff way from 20, 21. They putting it on the shelf this month. They just put that out there this week. Last night when they stopped. It wasn't no mistake because so much groceries. No. And you don't see as much in there as you used to. There is no food. And they using old stuff. Could have been that stuff that sat out there in the river 4 or 5 years in my mind. It didn't sit that long, but it was out there. What they did with that stuff might be selling it to us. Yeah. But God is faithful. And we want to learn to be faithful unto him. Help us today to come up in you, Father. We need you. We can't make it without you. And Father, we know that we have to go through what we are going through with you, for you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father, it's you that will be with us until the end. And Lord, your word said that if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. Your word also says this, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. Lord, we know you love us this morning. Have mercy upon us. Help us, Lord, fix us that we can stop these unspiritual ways. That God will walk according to your word. We'll watch like we know you watching every step we take. For your eyes are in every place. Father, it's beholding the evil and the good. I thank you this morning. Oh, I love you today. We love you, Lord. And we come together to lift you up in the morning. Your word said you be lifted up. You'll draw all men unto you. Draw today. Many are perishing, God. Even saved folks are perishing, God. Those that say they believers and Christians and saints of God, and they're perishing. Have mercy this morning. And Father, remind us all to go back to the altar and make sure that we have been redeemed, because many are forgetting too quick and walking more in their flesh than in the spirit. Have mercy today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning. We are grateful unto you. We appreciate you. And Father, we love you this day. Yeah, it was you who first loved us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word this morning. Father, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being on our side in spite of us. Again, Father, we thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. Oh, we're grateful unto you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless Lou and Sherry as they go to the dentist today. And Lord, let her appointment go real easy. Yeah, let her be happy when she leaves. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, I'm getting to this request. I am getting to it right now. Yeah. can really listen to Al scream. Now, it's not like that with everybody, because I'd be like, that's a bunch of screaming. All right. That was another song coming in there with that. Listen, the studio is open. Feel free to come in and share. Tell us about a trial. You know, make it short. You ain't got to get deep in your business if you feel led to do it. Yeah, if not, we good. We good today, because sometimes God is not leading us in that direction, yeah, to share. Then sometimes people don't know what to share, yeah. Because I've seen some crazy testimony before, and I'd be like, now, you know what, Lord, I know that wasn't you. That's them, and this they platform, Lord. And they using this, you know, to be heard, yeah. But I know that God has given us all some testimonies. Yes, he has. We've all been through some trials, and it was him that brought us out. Some of us, every time you turn around, we're in a trial. But God is constantly teaching us. He's constantly blessing us. Yeah. Oh, I love that song. He, I constantly thank you. Anybody ever heard that? He constantly bless me. Yeah, I love that song. And God is faithful to his people. And y'all read the book of James, chapter 1. Yeah, read James chapter 1. If you get a chance, go over there to 1 Peter chapter 4 and read down all through. That's going to bless you real good. It's just going to bless you really, really good. Hallelujah. Because if we apply that word that we learn to our everyday life, we're going to learn to walk upright before God and walk, take every step like he's looking at it. Yeah. And it's already all right today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him. Well, if no one have anything they would like to say, we may get out very early this morning. I am going to one more request of the morning. And when I come back, if no one have anything to say, I will pray us out. So, wait a minute. I downloaded it. I know I did. Oh, right here.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miss Vicky Winans this morning, shake yourself loose. Yeah, shake yourself loose from the devil. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto him. Is there anyone else want to tell us about a trial? We have plenty of time. All right. If not, I will pray us out this morning. And we pray that the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering us. Father, we thank you for being on our side in spite of us. We thank you for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail. Today, we're above and not beneath. Glory. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we can continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. You, Father, you made the heavens and the earth. And as we depart this day, Lord, lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Father, there are many needs we have. Meet the need in our lives today according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We need you today, Father. Without you, we can do nothing. And Father, we ask again this morning that you would regulate our minds and that you would fix our hearts in this hour. Because many, the enemy, have come in and snatched the minds. And Lord, they out here doing the weirdest, craziest stuff. That's because the mind is gone. And many don't even know it. Many don't even know that they are crazy. They don't know that their mind has been tampered with. So help us all today, Lord. We need you. We can't make it without you. Help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Father, help us to live by faith and practice. Perfect practice makes perfect. Lord, the more we practice it, the better we're going to get at living by faith. Help today, Father. Help us today. Remind us to be ye holy because you're holy. Help us today to walk a clean life before you, to live a clean life before you this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give glory, honor, and praise unto you. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves the cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, February the 13th, 2023, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and I'm going to pray the last request I have right here of the morning. And again, we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah.
Gotta go there where they at. Being the evangelist, being in the streets, and watching young people with their swag and different things. You begin to learn how you got to adapt in order to win them. You got to learn how you got to go where they at in order to be able to reach them. So we're going to give you this one. This one is called I Put God On.
Okay.
Anything that you may be going through, any situation that you may be facing, anything that you may be struggling with, outside of yourself.
Come on now.
And put God on.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Ricky. Look at Ricky.
I like when they talk about it.
Yeah.
I put God on it. Know what to do. I put God on it. He will see me through. I put God on it. All right.